Gilly in the afternoon, live from the Winter Gardens, Blackpool.
BBC Radio Lancashire.
Live from the cafe area of the Winter Gardens in Blackpool, with you through till four. Lots of people to chat to between now and four, including the stars of the latest production here at the Winter Gardens, Joseph and the amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Joe McKeldry playing Joseph, Lucy Kay the narrator. Back with us this afternoon. We last chatted in September in Tommy, didn't we?
Yes, we did. Same place.
Same place.
It's lovely to be back. I loved it here when we did Tommy, and I kind of wish we had a little bit longer doing the run. It's nice to obviously be doing... I mean, we're only here for a week, but it's nice to be doing a musical that lasts a bit longer than 2 weeks. Yeah, it's fun.
Are you a big fan of Blackpool?
Love it. There's a real buzz around it, I think. I think, certainly when you're performing here... it's one of them iconic places that, you know, a lot of people have performed here, and it's got that buzz around it when you come. And obviously the Opera House in there is amazing. It's huge, it's big, it's iconic, and we had a brilliant audience last night for the first night, so hopefully many more this week.
Standing ovations, I'm told.
We did, they were all up, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. It was amazing. It was I love Blackpool so much, and you've always found that the crowd is fantastic. I think better than any other crowd we have. But, you know, it's good, and we just hope that the rest of the week will be standing ovations, and, you know, we put our heart and soul into it, don't we, Joe?
And have you been a regular visitor to the resort, Lucy? You've been here before, haven't
you? Yes, I got stuck up the Blackpool Tower, yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we were doing the switch on for the Christmas lights, and the council wanted to take me up the tower because I've not been before. And I've got a fear of being in lifts and confined spaces, so I said, well, as long as we don't get stuck in the lift, then that's fine. And so we joked about it, and we got stuck in the lift. Well, we didn't get stuck in it until we were about to come down, and it wouldn't work, and then the doors wouldn't open, and I had the biggest panic attack. I threw myself across the floor.
It's high,
in front
door.
Of
it's
people,
high.
Yeah. So eventually we got the doors open, and I got out, and I was standing at the top still, and it was really windy, and I said, I'm not going back down there, but we did, and we eventually went down, but all the time I was panicking. But so I don't know if I'll go up there ever again, but it's beautiful, and I do love the nightlife here. It's really good, isn't it, Joe?
Yeah, we had a lovely little party last night at the beach house, which was lovely. So we all went down there for a few drinks after. Although it did look like the sea was going to come smashing through the windows.
Which it has done before.
Yes,
though.
I know. Somebody was telling us that. And you've had really bad weather here, haven't you, recently? Yeah, it's been... so we didn't really know what to expect, but it's the sun's out today. And we've got two shows. I'm looking forward to it.
And Lucy, I mean, the part of the narrator, it's quite a big part, isn't it, in the production?
Yeah, it's huge. I literally go off stage once for a quick sip of water, and I'm literally from start to finish singing about, obviously telling the story. It's just so intense, and it's very wordy, so it took me quite a while actually to learn the words, and also run up and down the stairs, which I do quite a bit. I've not tripped or fallen over a child yet, but you know, that could still happen. But it's a brilliant part to play. I love it, and I'm very, very honoured to play the part of narrator.
And Joe, last time you were here in Tommy, we talked about the size of the stage, didn't we? Because it's a huge stage.
The good thing about, I think, the set we're doing this time as well is it kind of fills the stage quite a lot. The stairs come right down. But it's just such a big venue. You look out there, the spotlights are so far back. They're so bright to reach the stage. So literally, I was saying it, it's literally the brightest. This is really random. I don't know why I'm telling you this. But it's the brightest spotlights I've ever had on a stage. But it's because the venue is so big. But that's amazing, you know, for us to do a musical here in such a big venue, and the audience last night, it was packed, loads of people there. So it's a real feel-good show as well, you know. People get up and dance and sing along at the end, and people are just like, I didn't realise how mad people go for this musical. It's like a pop concert at the end, they're buzzing.
I mean, great songs in there to sing.
Well, iconic, you know, it is iconic, but I think when I first started it, I didn't expect the audiences to be as... Rowdy's not the right word, like... To be as enthusiastic. They're so involved from the beginning it starts. They're just ready to have fun.
Yeah. And Lucy, I mean, a little bit of a change for you. Were you sort of confident in taking the role, or did you have to think about it for a while?
I did, actually. When Bill gave me the part, I was like, oh, thank you. And I did think, I'll let you know about that, because it's something completely different to what I'm used to. I sing classical opera arias, and that's what I've done since I was 7. So this is a complete change of direction and style for me. And I think I'm doing it all right.
She's brilliant at it. Her voice is incredible. And I think a lot of people, when you come and see Lucy in it, you'll expect it to sound like obviously what she's known for, and it's a completely different sound, and it's incredible. It's so powerful and amazing. So I'm a big fan.
So Blackpool this week, I mean, you're touring presumably all over the country. How long have you got?
So this is our third week on the tour, and then we go to Weston-super-Mare next week, St Helens the week after, and then everywhere else, Bromley,
Glasgow,
everywhere, Scotland, Newcastle, Southampton, Manchester.
Have you got a favourite place that you like? Apart from Blackpool.
I mean, it'll be nice for me to go home. I'm going up north, which will be nice. The venue we're playing, Sunderland Empire, is literally like 5 minutes from where I live. So
all the family will be there.
Yeah, and I get to stay in my own bed, which is really nice. But I love Manchester. I've got a real thing about Manchester. I don't know about you, Lucy, but I find that the places you've never been to before are quite exciting to perform in, you know. We're going to a lot of places that none of us have performed before, and I think the excitement when you go there, if you've never been before, is a bit more.
And when, you know, on the opening night and everybody joins in with the songs, they stand up, give you a standing ovation, how does that make you feel?
Well, it lets you know, obviously. Somebody asked me this the other night, and I'm a bit funny about, I get a little bit embarrassed when people stand up. Because, you know, you just kind of, I don't know, it's like, you're like, oh, wow, you know, and you kind of don't know what to do. But I think when you're part of a cast like this and people stand up, it means job well done to us. You know, we know we've put the show across in the right way because people are getting that reaction that makes them want to stand up. So it's a compliment for us, you know, although it makes me blush a little bit.
Quite demanding, isn't it, I think, Lucy, because you've got two performances today and tomorrow, three on Saturday.
Yeah, I think the three on Saturday is the big one that we all literally think, right, so we're going to have a good night's sleep, a good breakfast.
Yeah.
Cause we literally get 20 minutes, really, between shows, I think, before we have to get in our outfits and everything. So vocally and physically, it's quite demanding, but we've managed to do it, haven't we? So
we have, and it's... Once you get started, it's that initial thing. It's like standing at the start of the racetrack and thinking, uh-oh, here we go. But once you actually start the show, they all kind of just roll into one. And before you know it, it's 10 o'clock at night and you've done three shows. And you feel like you've been on an aeroplane for 12 hours with jet lag.
do you enjoy the live shows? Do you still enjoy getting into the studio recording the songs?
I love recording. I love that creative side of the process. But I do get a little bit restless after a while being stuck in a studio all the time. I love the interaction with an audience. I love travelling around. And I love the thrill of doing a live show. You know, recording's great, but there's nothing better than hearing an audience applause and sing along and dance along and just seeing that sea of faces having a great time. There's no feeling like it.
Well, we'll let you go because this afternoon's performance, yes. You've got to get ready, haven't you? What time is it?
It's 2 o'clock. We'll start in about an hour's time, yeah.
Looking forward to it, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. Can't wait.
Winner of the Lancashire Tourism Superstar Award,
John Gilmore.
Gilly in the afternoon.
BBC Radio Lancashire.